Yeah. Thank you, ma'am. Ma'am, before we begin, we could have like a quick introduction of, your name, your qualification, your area of specialization, which institute you are, you're working with, and what courses do you teach in the program?
Okay. So, myself, Anamika Kaur, I have done my MSc in physics. And after that, I did my M.Ed. From Assam University. And then I have qualified NET in education, and presently I am in the final phase of my PhD work. I'm working in Vivekananda College of Education, Karimganj, since 2012. We have two courses running, B.Ed. and D.L.E.D. So I'm the
B.Ed. and
D.L.E.D.
D.L.E.D. Okay.
So I'm the H.O.D. of the D.L.E.D. department, and I teach educational psychology and teaching of physical science, teaching of maths, and research paper. Research methodology. These are the main papers which I teach.
Okay, ma'am. Okay. So you have been with the institute from 2012.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And ma'am, what is the NCTE approved intake for B.Ed. and D.L.E.D.?
We have 50 intake. One unit, 50 intake for both B.Ed. and D.L.E.D.
Okay. So 50 for each.
50 for each.
Okay, ma'am. Okay. And ma'am, so what is the proportion of students from arts, commerce, physics who get admitted in both of these courses?
Actually, in DLED, there is no such division. Actually, the admission process is totally carried out by SCERT centrally. They allot students after they take this entrance test. There is a entrance test for this DLED course, which is being conducted by SCERT, and after the exam, those who are successful candidates, district wise, they allot them in different institutions. There is no such thing like science arts. There is one division like lower primary and upper primary for DLED course. Okay. But stream-wise, there is no segregation. But in case of B.Ed., since last year, this thing has been introduced. Prior to that, it was not there. It was like as per merit list. So since last year, it is like 50% seat is for the science students and 50% for arts and commerce.
Okay, okay. And other than these, are there any other students from other backgrounds that come into the course?
Yes, sometimes we have students from engineering background or MBA background or mass communication background. Like this, sometimes we find such students from fine arts background.
Okay, and what could be the proportion of these students?
No, this is very, very, very less.
Yes, okay.
So far it is very less, insignificant, I should say.
Oh, okay, okay. And ma'am, how would you describe the quality of their academic qualification? And what would you say that, has the first class marks when they're getting admitted?
Almost most of them. Because these days, there is a rush for B.Ed. course, which was missing earlier. But since last few years, since Assam government is giving many jobs as tech teachers, okay. So since then there is a rush for D.L.E.D. and B.Ed. both the courses, and it happens that especially for the open category students, in case of open category, almost everyone is first class. Almost everyone. Maybe one or two students, maybe like 57-56% like that. But most of them are first class. In reserved categories, yes, sometimes we find students of 50-55 range percentage.
Okay.
But not below that.
Okay, okay. And ma'am, your own assessment of their academic strengths and weakness?
Well, to be frank, most of them are, though they have the basic qualification and they have good marks in the their qualifying exam, but practical thing, that is the practical, what should I say, efficiency is mostly missing. So it takes a lot of effort to imbibe those things, because you see, they come from an academic course. Generally, they're coming from an academic course, and in academic course, you know, these days it is like they mug up things, they get good percentage, even 80%, 82%, such students are also there. But practical qualities, they lack in those things. But yes, there are exceptions. There are a few very exceptional students, very high quality students. But in general, I would say these days their percentage and all are mostly is the like the quantity of knowledge they put inside their inside their brain or something like that. Quality wise, I don't find very impressive all the time.
Okay, ma'am. And ma'am, how would you compare your students' academic profile with that of other colleges?
Academic profile, I think it is comparable with most of the colleges, because everywhere it is almost the same. Since NCT has some fixed guideline of this educational qualification and all, and that's why this is comparable everywhere in all the colleges.
Okay. And ma'am, what would be the proportion of men to women in your college?
Women candidate are much more compared to men.
And ma'am, how are most of the students admitted in the B.Ed. and the D.L.Ed. program?
For that, entrance is being conducted. For D.L.E.D., SCRT conducts one entrance test, common entrance test, which is conducted all over Assam.
Okay.
And after that, district-wise, they prepare the list of eligible candidates.
Okay.
And they allot the eligible candidates in different TEIs accordingly. In case of B.Ed., since we are under Assam University, so since last few years, Assam University is conducting common entrance, common admission test. And then as per the result of the common entrance test, the students are getting admitted in different colleges. They need to apply initially, like since yesterday, application for this session has commenced.
Okay.
And so they need to apply to different colleges. If they can apply up to 5 colleges, because these days there is so much rush, so there is no guarantee that if they apply in one college, they will get it.
Right, but this is for B.Ed. that you're saying.
Yeah, this is for B.Ed. So they can apply up to 5 colleges, and then they will apply for then they will appear for the entrance, and after the entrance is over, then after they get their result, if they qualify, then there will be merit list, different merit list for different colleges as per the applications that we have received. If they get in one college and they take admission in that college, then automatically in from other colleges, his name will be deducted.
Okay.
And if he or she gets qualified in more than one college, then he or she can choose his preference.
Okay. Like that. And yours is an aided college, right?
No, it's a private college, completely private.
Right.
So far.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there is a tendency of students, I'm interrupting you here, because there are only one government B.Ed. college in that is in our entire valley.
Okay.
Yeah, we have 3 districts here. Also, there is Dimahasav is also under this Assam University. So there is only one government B.Ed. college, and we have, I think, 1, 2, 3 diets which are running B.Ed. Since last year. But the thing is that number of private colleges are more. Student, first of all, they try for government college, and when they do not get, then most of the students come to private colleges, because in government college, number of seats is very less. And also they have deputed teachers from the government of Assam Education Department. So they have already, they need to reserve few seats for the deputed teachers.
Right, right, got it.
That is how the whole process goes on.
Yeah.